would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to War Master Podcast, episode 183 with Paul and Barry.
183. Hello, listeners.
I just guessed it. I hope that's right. I think it's right.
Is it? Well, okay.
Well, if it's not, I'll edit that bit out somehow. Mm-hmm. LGBTQT plus A.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. The London Grand Tournament.
The Rainbow Flag.
London Grand Tournament 2023. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You still look tired, man. And this is Thursday.
Yeah, I know. It takes a while to get over it.
Paul's been burning his candle at both ends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, had to for that event.
Yeah, cool. So, how are we going to start? What have we done since last time we spoke? You've done this.
I've done this, yeah. Yeah. What have you done?
I've been to Manchester and Sheffield. Sheffield to drop Grace off and Manchester to look around with James.
Mm-hmm. Any good?
It's just so far. I know I should know how far it is because that's where I'm from, but it takes forever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember all my weekends just driving up and down the M6 and the M1 and stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
The future. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and students have it very different to where we did. It's like the new generation of students, you need a lot of wedge to be a student now. You can't, there's no scrimping and saving. They're all
no.
Life of luxury, cocktails and just all-inclusive, whatever, ensuite flats.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Mm-hmm. Also, another strange thing is that in first year, you find your second year accommodation in November.
Ah, all right.
I think we didn't do ours till like bloody May or
something. I'd have thought, well, yeah, it seems a bit early, doesn't it?
Well, it's because the creep forward because accommodation's scarce, so people are getting in earlier and earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So you barely had time to meet anybody.
Right, you want to live together.
Next year. Random. You'll be lucky if you still know them by April.
Yeah, exactly.
You've signed up to live with them.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that's all I've been doing, running around with the kids as always. I've got a Steam Deck for my birthday, so I've been playing a bit of that.
Right, fair enough.
like a gaming handheld.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I might.
But it plays like old turn-based games like XCOM, so that's all I'm interested in anyway.
Fair enough then.
Turn-based stuff. You never play turn-based stuff? I guess your Warhammer...
Total War?
Yeah, I guess there's part of that's turn-based. Part of it's like real-time.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, like, I've been having another crack at Total War 3.
Which one?
Three recently.
Is that any good? I haven't touched any.
Yeah, I mean, but it is, but it has, like, it is good. But it does have its problems of, it's a little thing, but you can't attach characters to units, like make them the same select. So you can select them at the same time.
Like group select.
Yeah, but like, right. But I want them to be in the unit permanently. Like, so they're like leading the unit.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the reason you can't do that? Have you been able to do that?
No, it's just not an option. Maybe there's a mod that allows it.
But never in any of the games.
Of Total War.
Then why would you expect it in this one?
Just because that's very Warhammer, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. And maybe there's a mod that does it. But also the issue of Total War is that you're doing well and then you get steamrolled by something that came out of nowhere. So like some,
like chaos from
yeah,
the north.
no, as in like, so you've got your like little like empire isn't you're growing and then you think you're safe, and then some 20 strong banner stack that you couldn't see the turn before appears and kills one of your settlements, and you're like, so there's defense in depth, you could say, of like.
Are you talking about single player games or
single player games?
Okay, right.
But it's and it's like, where did that come from? And also, it's always the same with computer games. Is they do after you've done, they're fun in the moment, but after they're done, they do leave me feeling empty, a bit hollow. Like, as in like, oh, well, I got killed, that's it. There's nothing...
Really?
No, because it's
is
like...
There not, yeah, but what I struggle
that's always the thing with computer games.
Modern computer games have no end. So you're like, if you just like, you're playing a match and then you just restart another match. It's like, I only like games where there's like a start, a middle and an end. Like XCOM, you win it, like you finished it. I finished it like last week, I started it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
It only took 40 hours or something.
Well, you play a lot then. Like,
when I'm playing it, I play it. Yeah. But, it's just a lovely game. But the best thing about it is because of my kids, I haven't really been computer gaming since I was in my late teens.
Oh, right, okay.
So I've got all these games that people have played over the years, but they're new to me. So it's like, oh, this is brilliant, man. So maybe I will try Total War, but single player. I'm not interested in this multiplayer, like online.
I mean, multiplayer.
Can you win? Can you say I've won?
Yeah, I mean,
and a big flag comes out and say, "Welcome, France. You have done it."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can. It's. I mean, when you're playing it, like if you're not playing one of the armies that has like a varied unit selection in terms of like missile troops and stuff. The problem is the micro clicking. Like the computer obviously is moving everything all the time.
Optimally.
Yeah,
if it wants to.
And you just can't do that. Yeah, and if you playing,
I could never do this on a handheld.
But if you're doing a army that doesn't have any ranged attacks like Chaos, for example, I mean it's just like just charge your stuff at the enemy. Like there's more to it than that, but it's like ultimately you've just got to put your units into combat.
Ogres, just there you go, boys.
Way. Yeah, it's like there's not. I mean, so that leaves you playing races that are more interesting, like Empire or Dwarves or High Elves or like Elves or something. So at least they've got a varied unit roster selection. But I still find in like the diplomacy side of it, I play in the like as the character in terms of like. So it's like there's no way I'd agree to work, like these Hiles would agree to work with like
Orcs.
Yeah, it's like, Orcs. It's not gonna happen, is it? So no matter what, it's like.
Well, it doesn't allow that, does it? Sure.
No, of course, yeah, you could build up, you're not gonna naturally get along, but you could build up diplomacy enough to like have a non-aggression pact or something. And it's like.
And so who do you normally play as then?
At the moment, I wanted to try again Total War 3, and I was trying Eltharion the Grim, because he starts not in Uthwan.
Right.
Just because it's interesting. Like, so Uthwan, it's like, it's, again, fighting High Elves versus High Elves seems wrong. So it's mostly diplomacy.
So but you're miles away from anything.
Well, exactly. That's, But the Eltharion the Grim's got a different, he starts off in like the Badlands and is mostly fighting greenskins, which seems cool.
Cool.
But so far I keep getting knocked out around like, turn like 30 or something. It's difficult. But
how much of it is like the strategy map and how much of it is the fighting bits?
It depends on how much you can auto fight battles if you want.
Oh, can you?
Because you don't. So like if your big conquering army is taking over a minor settlement, there's no chance you can lose that. So you can just auto click it. Right. But I found that even my high spec gaming laptop from when I got it for Total War is now struggling with Total War 3, and it's like bloody hell.
Yeah, I got a gaming laptop maybe 5 years ago, and I swear the Steam Deck's stronger.
Yeah.
Not least of all because it's got all solid state media for the hard drive, so there's no slowing down for the hard drive access. So maybe I'll give it a go, but I probably wouldn't be able to run the actual battles. So can you play the game just auto battle it?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Because that's all I could do, really.
Yeah. I mean,
the screen's too small to
me. And that would change, like, because your characters develop, like, they skill up. And if you're not going to play any of the actual battles, you don't need any of the skills that make them better in combat, for example.
Right.
Because, like, Eltharion the Grim is a spellcaster as well.
Right.
So he's, like, he's resource, as in, like, you want to improve his spells, you want to improve his fighting, you want to improve his diplomacy, you want to improve his, like, everything about him. His skill tree is
he's
just
a typical fucking elf.
Yeah, I need to improve everything.
He does everything better than everybody.
But I did find was this little bit. So one of the battles I fought recently, Eltharion had upgraded to Stormwing. The Griffin. He rides a Griffin.
Yeah, but that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's canon.
He's not flying a flying boat. No, in fact, you have no choice not to ride the Griffin.
He's not riding a flying boat.
No, so he's riding his Griffin, and I was going up against a ogre rampaging, like ogre
cool,
tribe.
Go on, ogres.
And they didn't have anything in the air, nor do they have a wizard. So it was like, so when I realised this, so Eltharion flies over their army and was just like, nothing's getting at me. And this is where, so it was like.
You just took your time, yeah?
let's zap that unit with a spell. Boom. And it's like, did some damage, but it's like, there's no retaliation because they're looking at me like, and
too stupid to hide.
No, there's nowhere to hide. And I was just like, this is where your floaty dwarf of an assault cannon doesn't work, does it? Like, it's in, like, so I'm just sitting there, like, in the air, and, like, the griffin's just, like, flapping his wings. I'm like, I'll cast another spell then. It's like, oh, well.
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I couldn't have won the game that way. It would take too long, but...
You couldn't have?
No.
Not even you?
No. It's like, oh, okay. Hmm. Anyway, poor ogres got annihilated.
Of course they did. That's the want in life, to get annihilated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today's episode.
Oh, and one more thing I've been doing. Mm-hmm. It's been toying with the idea of getting into the black powder era stuff again, but in 28 mil, because everybody's got 28 mil. There's only me and you with 10 mil.
Yeah, that's true.
And hardly any of it's painted.
That's true.
And your 28 mil is painted.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And so is everybody else's 28 mil.
But you barely have. I mean, it's a tiny, as in. You don't have many forces on the table at 28 mil. Like,
is that a bit of a bad thing?
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not like... But that when we played it at 10 mil, we had proper games. You know,
well, it's true too.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of painting involved in 10 mil.
There is, yeah. But at 28 mil, you know, unless your table's huge,
right.
It's not... And it just... As I say, like, it's not bad, but it, you know, you have to dramatically cut down the range of everything, like to make a table of it, and it looks nice. Obviously, it looks great, but there's not actually much stuff on the table.
Do you see that they gave away a set of rules in War Games Illustrated?
I'm sure they did. Yeah, Jervis Johnson's.
Yeah, second edition. It's all, I mean, it's quite it's a bit like computer program again with the way it's written. Mm-hmm. But people seem keen on it, and it's. So maybe I'll give it a go, but I need the world's easiest, cheapest army to make. So that's the Brunswick, obviously.
Brunswick's. Yeah, cool. I mean, well, I've got a French army just there. Yeah.
They fight the French. I'm fucking sure.
Everybody. No, it was basically France versus everybody.
French V.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were pretty angry with the French.
But if we're going, if we're going to play Black Powder again, it's just way better at 10.
Yeah, but we're never going to paint it, man.
Well, no, we're not.
So I can't put it on camera.
No,
ever.
I suppose not. Well, I mean,
it's like looking at this epic thing. I keep looking. Like, oh, that looks really good.
Oh, the Imperial. Yeah, the new. Yeah.
But no, not the space epic thing. The epic. Pike and Shaw, Epic, Black Powder.
Yeah.
What does just the fucking painting miniatures? It's just insanity, man.
Yeah.
It's 80 miniatures per fucking unit.
Yeah.
That's madness. Who's going to paint 80 miniatures for one fucking unit that's worth 20 points?
I don't know.
No, man.
Anyway, I want to save your energy for the show because you're going to get rolled up.
We've got to do that after the break. So we're doing the break now. KR sponsorship, was that there?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Good, because that's the break that's coming in a second.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. KR. Or Mrs. KR.
Or yes. Mr. KR.
Mr. KR.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
So we've given ourselves a big chunk of time to talk about this. So there's a lot to talk about. 50 minutes we've got.
Yeah, good.
50 minutes. So what were you going to tell me about? Lists? The event?
Okay, go through the list. Yeah.
Friday? What happened? Who came?
Oh, this is Friday.
How many tables? What terrain?
Okay, well, so there was it was a 24-man event, which 22 started. There was two drops, so we had 12.
You always get drops.
Yeah, we had 12 Warmaster tables. On the Friday, it was open gaming, and on the Friday, the Danes were there. The three Danes, and the guys from Denmark, and there were some also Brits hanging around as well. So there was quite a few casual games going on, which was nice to see. So do you want me to talk through everybody's lists that I've got?
Yeah, for sure. Have I met the Danes?
Yes, yeah. No, you haven't been along, have you? You didn't turn up at all.
I didn't get a chance.
Oh, well, there you go. So, like, these are people you would know if you would bother to turn up.
That's probably true. I had a football match on Sunday morning and then I was too tired.
I'm sure that was important.
Yeah, it's kids, isn't it? What do you want me to do?
Share it for once.
Share it.
Okay, so... I got most people's list did submit beforehand. Some showed up on the day. So I haven't got absolutely everybody's list.
What? But how are you going to feed up all the details? And did you put the...
Oh, yeah, I've got the results.
You put the results in?
I've got all the results.
Have you put the results in?
No, but there's no rush for that. Like, yeah, but there's... Yeah,
Martin, he'd appreciate that, I'm sure.
Exactly, I have all the results. So, in no particular order... I'm just interested to see your reactions to these things.
So how many lists have you got? 20?
Yeah, I got a decent amount, like, and most of them. The important. I've got the first three. Yes,
then.
I've got the first three.
Well, that's important. That's the important stuff.
So this list is from one of the Danes, and his name was Christopher Ralph.
Now you got to understand that, like, play groups dictate lists.
Yes.
So if he's if the Danish community played the game in a different way, or in a different spirit, or with different stuff. And maybe his list is, but this looks quite normal.
So he's gone for a dwarf army. Yeah, this is fairly normal. Five warriors, four handgunners. Four handgunners.
Yeah, but that's only because they are allowed to upgrade cheap now, aren't they?
There is a warrior handgunner upgrade, yeah. So five warriors, four handgunners, two rangers, two troll slayers, two cannons, two flame cannons, a gyrocopter, a general, a hero, sword of might, runesmith, scroll of the spelling. What stands out there is the four handgunners. Yeah, interesting option.
I guess so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two rangers.
And you've got to remember that they can infiltrate the rangers as well. Yeah, they.
Did he do that? Such a thing?
Yeah. So remember, the rangers are the old school rangers used to. They've upgraded that half can.
So they got ambush.
Ambush
rule. Mm-hmm. So that gives us something to do. Troll slayers are interesting, although they're probably not as strong as they were. But
No. But they can, they're useful troops.
So you've got a full artillery brigade, one gyrocopter, people take two, one hero. Yep. There's no point taking heroes.
Yeah, breakpoint 9.
Might as well take a second runesmith.
Fairly standard. So we have a lot to go through, so we will go through.
Drop the sword. Because runesmiths are good.
They are. So, is that one going to load up one sec?
But there wasn't that much. The handgunners was a bit of a weird choice, but maybe he's got a lot of those miniatures.
Yes. Okay, who was this person's name? So I got better at, like, recording their names.
So you didn't do any prep? You're just fishing through emails and trying to come across...
Tom Morrison.
Van Morrison's son.
Yeah, a brilliant name, isn't it? And this was his Ogre Kingdoms list.
Good for him, sir.
So he's gone for four Bull Ogres,
one
Iron Guts, three Yetis, two Rhinox Riders, two Gorges, a Sabre Tusk, which is that new unit, the Tyrant, two Bruisers with a Bull Rhinox, a Butcher and a Bull Rhinox, and a Sword of Fate. Breakpoint 7, so no Nobblers.
Okay, that's cool, but you've kind of got a Nobbler in disguise, isn't it, the Sabre Tusk, but they're just there to get the extra
that's
break.
That's one thing, yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, but no Nobblers. It's just, I'd take some Nobblers, yeah, to increase the army. That's
swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Swings and roundabouts. It does look small, but I mean, are Yetis that good now?
They have that. They can be ordered from afar, can't they? Yeah, so they've gained that. You like they're kind of like camel riders.
They sense this, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's quite hard to see on your.
Well, there you go. Anyway, you're the ogre expert. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what Yetis and Gorges, what the increase in those is. Because, I mean, they're certainly a lot cheaper now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like crazy amounts, weren't they, Yetis? And they were like 130.
Have you got an army book to hand?
I've got the compendium. So I'd have to look on the... But you're on the website here. So if you go to... I guess you can't go back, can you?
Yeah.
Or can't. I'm using that. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to do it off my head. So they've both been changed. Obviously, he likes the changes because he's gone from people didn't take any to taking five units. Yeah.
This lad's lovely as well, and he's also got one of the coolest names.
Okay. And a nice looking army.
Yeah, yeah.
It got two Rhinox Riders, which is what people say not to do because it takes up too many points. And
so this is Matthew Sherwin's list. He went for eight warriors, two slingers, three wolfhounds, three cavalry, six chariots, one giant eagle, a general, a hero on a sword of fate, a druid on a ring of magic.
Two druids.
So that's Albion, and that's breakpoint 12. And he's got this six chariots, like, rocking around. I think he changed that later to eight chariots, but we'll come across that. That was his original submission list.
He changed it during the event?
No, not during the event, beforehand. But that was
The problem with chariots is it's difficult to see past chariots.
Yeah.
So you think, I'll just take six and have some more fluff. Fuck it, just get more chariots, man. Mm-hmm. Unless there's linear obstacles or fields, ploughed fields, give me the fucking chariots.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. make a joke, Barry, while I just get the next thing ready?
Just did. Well, yeah. I just did. So it certainly seems a smaller list, that one, than his last list. I think he had way more fucking infantry last time in his Albion list. But maybe not. Maybe I'm just back. He still had his ring of magic to sneak in his fell beast, the cheeky fucker, against people like you, who don't take the dispel scroll.
Okay, so this was Philip Presu, so he's another Dane. He took he took a Dogs of War army. So he's got a general, a hero, a paymaster, and a pay wagon, two wizards, a ring of magic, and a ring of power, eight pikemen.
Yeah, these are the gone back down pikemen.
Gone back 400 points, eight pikemen, four crossbowmen, one of them upgraded, the handgunners, two ogres, two knights, two galloper guns, two bourbon, two swordsmen, one light cavalry. I mean, me, it's just like the skew there, eight pikemen.
Yeah, but that would, if we were going back in time, eight of the fucking last year's pikemen, I would have shit my brick trying to fight that.
Yeah.
So adding it, you keep clicking off it too quickly. You spend all your time looking, and then by the time I get to look at the list, you've already clicked on the next one.
Sorry, one sec.
So I didn't see have any birdmen. He didn't have any birdmen.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Did he bollocks? He can't take birdmen for to do what?
Two birdmen. There you go.
He never did.
Yeah, two birdmen.
He's a madman. You're a madman.
Yeah.
Flying infantry.
Yeah, I mean. They're in the list, aren't they? Yeah.
They're in the list. Well, I presume you're not using the optional rule about flyers.
What?
That you can't land, you can't move within a centimetre with flyers.
That's right, yeah.
Because that would make them completely fucking pointless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our next list is Dark Elves, Andrew Dunn. This is interesting. Four spearmen, two crosswomen.
What's interesting about that?
Six Dark Riders.
What's interesting about Banner this so far?
Two Harpies.
Banner? Just to take
Two Harpies, two War Hydras, two Bolt Throwers.
That's it, yeah.
A General, a Hero, on a Manticore, a Sword of Might, two Sorceress, a Ring of Magic, and a Scroll of Spelling. So that's a Dark Elf list, Breakpoint 9. What is it missing?
It's got no scepter. He's a madman.
Well, there was two tournament rules. So High Elves had -1 break, and Dark Elves couldn't take the scepter.
Oh shit! Well, I wouldn't be taking Dark Elves in that tournament, would you?
Would you not? But also, would you take a Dark Elf list with no Cold One Knights?
What do you mean? He's got Dark Riders. Oh, they're not the Cold Ones. They're little repeated bolts.
They're the light cavalry.
They're little repeated crossbows. Well, he has. You've got to get awfully close to those things, haven't you?
So
because they're not the crossbowmen, crossbowmen with Dark Elves, you've got the choice of shooting long or short.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice,
do they? Yeah, they do.
They can shoot
15. Double tap and 15.
But they can still shoot a 30.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much extra they pay for that, because that's quite a nice little bonus.
It's quite
a nice
buff, isn't it? Yeah.
Because they're as good as Reavers.
Yep.
But then they can double tap if they get close.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, you should say, we're talking about lists at the moment. You're talking about lists. Okay, so this was Alan Crook, and he took a Lizardman army.
Good for him, sir.
Four Skinks, six Saurus, two Croxagore,
nice.
Three Coldbone Riders,
two Pterodons,
one Slan Mage Palaquin, a Saurus hero with a Carnosaur and a Sword of Fate, three Skink heroes, Sword of Destruction, Sword of Might,
whatever.
Two Skink Shaman, Ring of Magic, Scroll of Dispelling.
Perfect. Just got rid
it's
of...
It's not what you would take. Well, no, totally.
But I'll show you what I'm taking later on. Is that? So you're just substituting two Saurus and a Cold Ones for two Croxagore.
Mm. There you go. Yeah.
And put some extra swords in. But
Breakpoint 9.
That's about what you get.
Yeah.
Got the dog.
Okay. David.
So Jim and Chris didn't play then, I guess.
No, they didn't.
Did they run their little event on the side?
No, there was .
So what did they do all
weekend?
They were
helping run the event, like answering rules questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to do the whole music.
Yeah. So Will Allen took a high elf list, probably inspired by you.
It's not enough silver helms.
Six spearmen, two archers, seven silver helms.
Two Reavers,
a giant eagle, one general and a hero and a dragon, and a wizard with a scroll of dispelling. It's a breakpoint 9, so in the tournament it's breakpoint 8 because of the high elf balance rule that we've put in.
High elf balance rule?
Yeah, like
what about wood elf balance rule? They just get...
No, so far they need it. Actually, there wasn't a wood elf.
I don't think there was a Wood Elf player.
They've been and gone.
Yeah.
The year of the Wood Elf is
so,
ended.
So again, this is the kind of list that you would run, except that it's got less Silver Helms than you would run. Seven is ridiculous.
Well, he's done it. I mean, his infantry brigades look solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got two full brigades of infantry, and then he's got nine cavalry and some eagles.
Yeah.
So you're winning the game with the cavalry, so let's hope there's not too much terrain that you can't get into.
Okay. One sec. Shut up, Barry.
It's like, anybody think we hadn't prepared this? It's going to make some really good radio.
Ian Standing. Okay, so he's got a thing for running Chaos Knights. So he took two Chaos Warriors, two Chaos Marauders, four Chaos Knights, 800 points worth.
Yeah.
Three Chaos Hounds, a Chaos Chariot and a Harpies, two Spawn, a General Hero, a Sword of Fate and a Sorcerer. Now he is like, so he is here doing some like game design, like sort of R&D. Yeah, so it is called the list that Chaos Knights are overpriced. So he wants to point out that they're overpriced. Well,
they're overpriced due to his choice.
Yeah. I mean,
why you tell yourself?
I mean, that's breakpoint A. His army is just basically the delivery of the Chaos Knights. That is what he's
Well, you can with. Afford to lose all of them, plus yes, four could. Of the things. Yeah.
Send them
in. They're going to take some fucking stuff out with
they
them.
They should do. Yeah.
And there's also, he's taken two Spawn. I mean, that's...
It's not got a combat. He's not got a terrifying character there. So he's not got a combat modifier.
Well, does Spawn not cause terror or something?
Yeah, they do, but they won't keep up with the Knights or be where the Knights are.
I don't know. It's a middle of the road Chaos army. I mean, I don't want to really see more than four units of Chaos Knights on the pitch.
You don't?
Mm. No, in the same way you wouldn't really want to see more than two units of Rhinox Riders or two units of Elephants.
Oh, okay. No, I suppose not.
Imagine an army just built of fucking Rhinox Riders. Who the fuck's going to fight them? Or Elephants?
Well, it's, yeah.
No, thank you.
So this is David Adair. Now he took Chaos Dwarves. So he took four Chaos Dwarves who were upgraded to, two of them were upgraded to Blunderbusses, four Orc Slaves, nine Hobgoblin Wolf Riders.
He just realised that rule's not there.
Yeah, two Earthshaker Cannons, two Bolt Throwers, General and a Sorcerer Lord.
Are you sure he realises? This looks like a list from like 2 years
two Sorcerers and a Scotsman. And the Breakpoint 11, of which there are nine Wolf Riders running around. So it's like, I mean, they are Hobgoblin Wolf Riders, but it's essentially a goblin list.
They were really, really good for a small time when you couldn't pursue them.
Yeah.
But are they're going to stand up to like Silver Helms or Chaos Knights, are they?
They're
I don't
really,
fucking
really
think
not,
so.
Are they? Like,
where are you going to hide, mate?
Exactly. I mean, I looked at that and I was like, ooh.
But that list really did work when they couldn't be pursued.
So now, I think now is the time to drop on you Janus's list.
So he won, obviously. I don't know. But I'm presuming he won.
Well, I'm not going to tell you if you don't know.
I don't even know what he took, but he took halflings, proxy and goblins.
Do you know what race he took?
No, I've got no idea. I don't do Facebook, so I've got no idea.
What race do you think he would take?
Halflings, proxy and goblins.
Right, proxy and goblins. No. Guess again.
He used goblins once.
One of the original six armies.
Six? So
there's
dwarves,
six original armies, yeah.
High Elves, Empire, Chaos.
Yep.
What's the next? Undead.
Yep. Tomb Kings.
And there's one more.
Yeah, there was.
Dark Elves?
Orcs and Goblins.
Orcs and Goblins.
So which one of those do you think he took?
I think he's probably played them all, but I think he will probably try and prove that Empire can work because he hasn't used them.
Wrong, he took High Elves. And what do you, what do you think his High Elf army list is?
Oh, fucking hell. He's going to have a general.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to have something on a dragon.
So he's taken.
Something on a dragon?
Yeah.
Probably a wizard. And if he's doing it with a dispel scroll, and if he's doing it my way, that's all the characters he'll bring, just those two.
So he's taken four spearmen.
I don't think you have a choice.
Three weavers.
Okay.
Two giant eagles.
Yeah, that all sounds normal.
Two dragon riders.
Oh my god, he's gone down this route.
Two elven bolt throwers.
Okay.
A general on a giant eagle with an orb of majesty.
Yeah.
A hero on a dragon with a sword of destruction, and a wizard on a giant eagle with a scroll of dispelling. So breakpoint eight means it's seven in the tournament. That's his list.
Well, Jeff tried one with, was it four dragons? Or
Max dragons, wasn't it? So that was five dragons. Three character dragons.
And so, well, good for him. I mean, you can use them as scalpels, and they are a bit cheaper now. 270. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 270 each, though. 270 points each.
Yeah.
If anybody can get them to work, it would be Janus.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to... Well, he has got leadership 10 as well, so... I mean, they're going to fucking hurt when they come in.
That was his list. I mean, fair play to him.
You can only charge 60, though, not 100.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, fair play to him. The list is trash. Like, as in...
Well, it's not trash, is it? It's just...
But if fair play to him that he tries to make these this kind of thing work. He's not turned up with a U high elf list.
Oh, no, because 25, more than 25% of the list is in two units of Dragon Riders who you'll do well to do anything with over the course of a game.
Yeah.
Certainly to win their points back.
Mm-hmm.
And punishing them with break 7.
Yeah. Yep. That was his list.
I mean, if you get into his artillery, that... Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, this was Alessio Lito.
Cavatori?
No, Riker.
So River Horse Games.
He took a Lissaman Warmaster Revolution list. Sorry, of course there were. Took a Lissaman list. Four Skinks, four Saurus with Sword of Fate, randomly. Four Colwyn Riders, two Pterodons, two Stegadons.
Twin Stegadons, oh my God!
Twin Stegadons, Sandmage Prowlers, Wand of Power, three Skink Heroes, and two Skink Shamans. So yeah, two Stegadons.
Well, the only thing I'd say so far is that apart from the dwarves, I haven't seen many cannons. So you, the twin link Stegadons will really do a lot of work if they're not against cannons. But the problem is the 20-centimeter drivebacks.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ugh. Yep.
That's not a lot of dice. 20 centimeters, what, a 6-dice driveback, you're dead.
Yep.
On average.
So this was Jacopo Piscati. I can't say that. So, Chaos Warriors, six Chaos Warriors, two Chaos Marauders, two Marauder Horsemen, one Chaos Knights, four Chaos Hounds, one Chaos Chariot, one Chaos Spawn, a General, a Hero, a Sorcerer.
Very, 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 infantry.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, there's few better. Or is
I think in
is
my, I think in ogres, you can only have four iron guts. I normally take four iron guts if I can find room for them.
Okay.
Is it four iron guts?
So this was Dave Ryder's list. He took a vampire counts army, four skeletons, four zombies, two ghouls, two graveguard, two ethereal.
Well, this is something of everything. It's very
four
poor.
Black knights, one with a banner of shielding and one with a sword of cleaving, four dire wolves, two fell bats, a vampire lord, a vampire, winged nightmare, sword of might, two necromancers, a ring of magic, and a scroll of dispelling. I mean, something of everything, middle of the road vampire council.
Just wasting money on the winged nightmare. Just get a black coach, mate. Get that fucking black coach.
Breakpoint 12. So it's big, but could be bigger for vampire counts.
Take yourself some points. Get a second black coach in there, like, on a hero.
He's taken a lot of magic items. He could have actually taken more units there with those magic
Maybe
items.
He's only got a finite amount of miniatures.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This was Adam Palmer. Oh, it didn't. Oh, that one hasn't come through.
I didn't like Undead, especially the vampire count version.
Okay.
Best spell list, for sure.
Yeah, here we go. Adam Palmer. So he's
Goblins.
He's gone for eight. So a goblin list. Eight goblins, four that are quick herds. Eight goblins. So eight trolls.
Has he upgraded some to squids?
Yeah,
it's squid
herds, yeah. Four wolf riders, four spear chuckers, a goblin.
Eight trolls?
Yeah, four heroes, four goblin heroes, and four goblin chambers. So it seems like, hang on, where's the list? But it's all in eight trolls.
Those trolls are the new improved trolls as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they are the.
Fuck, they could do some damage.
Not
now.
As dumb trolls.
If I was building a goblin list, it would be chock full of fucking trolls
yeah,
now.
It'd be a
Forget about artillery. It'd Bollocks
a,
to artillery.
It'd be a troll list.
Mm-hmm. Why not? What's better than trolls?
So Justin Curtis also took a
Orcs and Goblins.
Vampire count. Which he'd painted up. So he's
got a new list.
New list. So
I'm sure he did. He do best painted.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Did he win it? Because Justin's normally fucking good. I mean, there must have been somebody really good to beat him.
Just thinking. Oh Christ. Yeah. So
you don't know.
Oh yeah. So six skeletons, four zombies, two ghouls, two graveguard, two ethereal host, four black knights, three direwolves, two fell bats, a vampire lord, a vampire.
Three vampires.
A vampire lord, three vampires, black coat, cleaving sword of might, a necromancer with a ring of magic and a repetition.
So he's got six characters, nice.
Yeah. And he's got that breaks, it makes him breakpoint 13.
And he's got a black coat.
Yeah. I mean,
very good.
Yeah, so he's got some punch there. This I think is a better.
I'm still not sure about the ghouls, but whatever. Oh
no, I think having some initiative.
You've said that before, I agree.
Is worth it. Mm-hmm.
We agree to differ.
Okay, Paul Godbold's list.
The man who would be king.
Yeah, took 4 orc warriors, 5 goblins.
Ever since he won that tournament with elves, he's played orcs.
Yeah.
Fair play to the man.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves his orcs, though.
4 boar riders, 8 wolf riders,
Hang on. You come back in time as well. 8 wolf riders.
Eight wolf riders.
Did he realise the rules of
change? 2 wyverns, a sword of fate, and then 2 sword of fate, sword of cleaving, sword of might, on the 3 orc heroes. 2 orc shamans with scroll of the spelling, and 2 goblin shamans. So yeah, this is I know artillery orc and goblin list where it's got.
So you've
12,
got 12 cavalry 12 and 2 women, and that's it. Basically, everything else can fuck off. Well, I'm not fighting with 5 goblins, am I? What the fuck are these guys going to do?
No, it's a
there's nothing in the list. It's just 12 cavalry and 2 fires.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I'll take my chaos knights over that.
So this is Sherwin's.
Amended list.
So Albion, 6 warriors, 3 slingers, 3 wolfhounds, 2 cavalry, 8 chariots, giant eagle, hero with general with 2 heroes and a chariot.
Oh, he lost his ring.
And 2 druids, yeah.
Lost his ring.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, didn't work out well for Sauron. okay, moving on. Thorbjorn. So this was the 3rd Dane.
Oh, we'd only had 3 Danes.
No, we had 2 Danes. But Thorbjorn, brilliant.
Bretonian, fantastic.
So, 2 bowmen, 4 men-at-arms, 2 peasants.
None of this shit matters.
6 knights, 2 grail knights, 2 pegasus knights.
Whoa,
a general, 2 heroes, an enchantress, and a unicorn, and a scroll of the spelling. Gives him breakpoint 5 because of your unique Bretonian stuff. There we go. Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting when you have like that many knights.
Mm.
Because you think, oh, my break's 5, that's quite good. But what are you fighting with?
The knights.
You can't have your army is knights. Yep. You've got 1,100 points in knights, I would have thought, though, if not more.
So that's the list that we can talk about that the guys had submitted that didn't submit on the day.
1060 and knights.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the 300 in characters. You've got fuck all to fight with. Everything's...
Yeah.
I think that's quite a difficult list to win with.
Yes. Well, but... you think so?
Why? I think so.
Go on, tell
because
me why.
Because of the fact that the stuff you've got... Normally with Bretonian, you fight with the stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have very much stuff...
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Most of his list is stuff that matters.
Okay.
Like 2/3, if not more.
In brief, we played a 5 round event.
Did it need 5 or did it?
Yes, it did actually. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So 3 rounds on the Saturday and then 2 rounds on the Sunday, there's obviously placings between first and 22nd. I guess we just want to talk through the top 3 placings. Like,
cause go through more. I don't mind if you've got the list and who it was. So name and race. You can go from bottom to top. It doesn't bother me. It's all good.
Name of race. Pause it. I'll put.
Pause it. Right, another interlude coming here. I'll make it a fun one.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? Gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could bother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Okay, so we're back in the room. We're going to do the results.
Yeah, we're going to do the results.
And you've got individual results to feed to Martin, yeah?
But he'll want, like, races, won't he?
Yes, he definitely will want races.
I have to get people's races. I haven't got everybody's races, because some people just hand them a listen over on the day, and they were checked by Jim and Chris and me. Obviously, there's no mistakes, because Warmaster Revolution is just obvious if there is a mistake.
Because
it says the list is illegal, so it's really easy to click it, check it. But yeah, there were 5 rounds. First one was Dawn Battle, which is your pitch battle, but with a limited line of sight. So
knackering up the old artillery.
Yeah, to begin with, which was...
Cool. And charging birdies and stuff.
Yeah, charging birdies and stuff.
So what rules did you use? Did you use just normal, just vanilla as it is now? Compendium rules, no extra rules?
Yeah, so the only extra rule... So it's compendium. The only extra rules were high elves having one less break, and Dark Elves not having a Scepter of Sovereignty.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, which I think are necessary things.
Oh, I can't believe it's still there. I can't believe that's still a thing.
Yeah, they are future votes, I think, the committee, personally, or 30 votes that I put forward.
So you give them a discount to mitigate the fact that they have this weakness, the Dark Elves, and then you give them a fucking thing that fixes it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just not allow them to use the thing.
And it gives them a little boost as well, because if they do the blunder, they get to pass the fucking order as well. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
What we're going to do is I'm just going to go through what the rounds were, the missions, and then I'll talk about who came third, and I'll talk about then the final. That's how I'll do it, because there's like two.
Okay, so you haven't got any of the other bits.
Well, there's just too many games otherwise.
I'm not interested in the games; just the league table.
Yeah.
So you did Dawn Battle.
Dawn Battle is round one.
Yeah.
Round two is Incursion. So that's that's three objectives.
One disappears.
Yeah. Round three is my favourite, Meeting Engagement, which mixes up the deployment zones in the quarters. Yep. I love that one.
First turn wins. That's how I like to go on it.
No, it didn't actually happen that way, but that's my favourite. Round four is outflanked, so it's got a zone and objectives. Zone, two objectives. King of the Hill, which has got two zones. And that was the final, and that was round five, the final.
Okay.
So, going forward, there needed to be five rounds because the final was played by two people who hadn't lost.
Cool.
I'll just go for third.
So you haven't got 20th, 21st, 22nd, all the table going up from the bottom up.
I can tell you who was last.
Well, Wooden Spoon's always a good team.
Robert Jones, and he used a Bretonian list.
The Bretonian list.
No, we didn't see that. We didn't see that.
We didn't see that list. Yeah. Was it a similar list with the five break?
As I believe so. Yeah. So the last place kept, but that was his first event, Robert.
Okay.
Jones.
Well, he should have got a little award for that.
He did. Well done, best painting went to Shane Streeting for his painting. His painting stuff. Yeah. It was
well done, Shane.
But I didn't
see his list.
Yeah.
Either.
So yeah, no, he didn't submit it. Like
didn't submit. Month. Fuck you.
Yeah. So that was voted by Alessio. Who won Best Painted last time, and Chris went round and decided who would be Best Painted.
Okay, well, it must be fucking good. I mean, he does travel in with Justin, so maybe some of Justin's gold dust is rubbing off.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't do Best Sporting because everyone will win that.
Apart from me.
So
I'm not that bad.
So in third came Sherwin Matthews.
Okay. So he wasn't in the final dust-off?
No.
So who took him out?
It was Paul Godbold, actually.
Ooh, the Zorxies.
Yeah. So had got four wins and 44 tournament points.
So Sherwin got four wins?
Sherwin got four wins and 44 tournament points.
So he lost round four, won round five?
No, he lost round three. Round three, meeting engagement.
Against Paul?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, because Sherwin's got a lot of chariots, Paul's got a fucking lot of cavalry with the two flies.
That was a very close game, that one, but whether he lost. I will talk about the final. So guess who was in the final?
Well, it's going to be Janners against somebody. But I don't know who.
So Janners was in the final.
Of course he was.
With this high off list.
But it doesn't mean anything.
and he was against Thorbjorn.
Fanoff, cool.
With his Bretonian list. With
the five. Oh, well.
Yeah,
the five.
And, so...
This is an interesting matchup because they're both a bit skewed, to say the least.
So, here we go. The game rested on two critical combats that went over. Like, I got to the two hills. Because I got to watch.
You got a pair of boobs. I got to watch quite a bit of the
final.
Left boob, right boob. You got to fight over them.
I'm just going to go through these things. Now,
so can I just say that you've got...
Yeah.
You've got the weakness of the Bretonian list.
Yeah.
Is protecting his five break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the power of Janice's list is the scalpel to go and find shit and kill shit. Individual shit that can't hide.
So
I would, from this point onwards, I'm backing Janice because I think his skill level and tools in this matchup are going to mean he wins.
So it's better to be lucky than good.
But no, it's better to be both. Yeah, lucky and good.
So, and the combat, basically the game was decided over two sort of situations, and I'll explain them both. In the first situation, Thorbjorn, best name in Warhammer, charges in. So Janners has a unit of crossbowmen. Archers, bolt throwers, archers. His army's too. He hasn't got anything else there.
What's going into them?
So Thorbjorn sends in two units of Pegasus riders, Pegasus knights.
Yeah, but that's a lot of shooting.
This brigade of archers, two bolt throwers, archers is in the open.
Yeah, but that's 12 shots on the way in. For the first one.
Thorbjorn attacks the archers and attaches one of the units of
box throws.
So he's going to take, what's that, 9?
Yeah.
3 hitting on 3s and 6 hitting on 4s.
Yeah. So,
and he's got not much armour on the Pegasus.
5 plus armour, yeah. Anyway, Thorbjorn, so Janus, now any day of the week, those Pegasus Knights should, A, win the fight.
Not necessarily.
They should.
Not necessarily.
Like, so they should win the fight. That means one unit of bolt throws is destroyed automatically because it's, and then they can advance into the next unit of bolt throws and takes them off. It should be,
I don't think so.
He can make it better, but you know, that should be fairly safe in his odds. Anyway, charges. So Janus does his standard shooting, rolls better than average, and actually takes a stand off one of the units of Pegasus Knights.
It's knocked me on the run.
But this is where it comes to it. So Thorbjorn rolls badly, gets 8 hits in, which is less than average. On the archers.
8's not eight. Worse than average from 2 stands?
No, from 2 units.
2 units. Yeah, so yeah. The other one went into the archers as well?
Majority attacked the archers.
So they went to the right or whatever.
So,
that's clever.
Yeah,
okay.
So Janus gets 8 hits, which will win the fight.
But Janus got 3 wounds already in, I guess. And the archers attacked in 9.
But that should win the fight. Janus makes 6 out of 8, 6 plus saves.
Wow.
With an odds of something like 40,000 or something.
Okay, well, not good odds, yeah.
Yeah, and so wins that fight, pushes these Pegasus Knights back. Can't follow up, but then is not dead either.
No.
Hasn't taken a casualty, and just unloads more volleys into them.
So where was the other unit of artillery? Is that on another fight?
No, it's alongside.
So
of
4 bolt throwers?
Yeah, 4 bolt, but only one. But one unit was contacted.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's going to the right hand side. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so.
So just a little throwback.
Yeah.
When the first time I played Janus, he had samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Old samurai. Whatever that. Oriental Games designed samurai. And I had high elves with that brigade,
mm-hmm.
2 archers and 2 bolt throwers. And he ran the samurai into the front of it. Fucking evaporated. The whole unit went. Because he managed to touch both bolt throwers and one of the archers.
Yeah.
And that was 15 shots.
Anyway,
and he didn't do that again, and that's a nice brigade.
But it's with when you've got a break of 7, like giving
you
away.
Can't lose 4.
You can't lose 4.
No.
So anyway, that's happened. Then
that's lucky.
Then another thing that happened is that Janus is 3 units of Silverhelms, Reavers. Sorry, ain't got any Silverhelms. Reavers are fought by 3 more units of Knights.
But that's not even a contest.
That's not. And guess who won the fight?
Well, you get 9 shots on the way in again, but you've got no armour. You can't run away.
Yeah. So Thorbjorn fails 10 out of 14 saves.
I mean, that is classic Batonian rubber lance syndrome.
And bounces there. So these light cavalry, who are charged by heavy cavalry, beat the heavy cavalry.
Yeah, but you've already showed me now 2 battles, that's 5 break, you're done.
Exactly. Yeah. So
the rest of the game is irrelevant because you've lost the game on those two fights.
So that is how Janus won the final, and Janus won. So he took 5 wins and 49 tournament points. So almost a perfect like record. And
Thorbjorn, 1 point.
Thorbjorn, we put into second because that's how I like to do first and second. But,
yeah, I don't know. It should be locked in. It's bollocks.
So 4 wins and
first who loses the final finishes 5th or something.
I don't like that. But yeah, Thorbjorn just couldn't believe the luck that was on display.
Has he ever played Janus? Eh?
Well, he hadn't, and now he has. But
so Orbit Majesty's a weird one, isn't it? But I guess he wants to make sure.
So Janus won that game, and he didn't end up using the dragons because when he was going to send them in, he rolled an 11 to order them. And
didn't even use them,
and won that game.
But if you look at this this list he's built,
mm-hmm.
So he's got a full block of spearmen. So his brigade of 4 spearmen, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
He's got his artillery brigade of 2 bolt throwers and 2 archers.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is just fucking bonkers, isn't it? It's got 3 reavers, 2 eagles, 2 dragon riders.
I mean, it's impressive.
You couldn't know where the fight's
like,
coming.
I don't think anybody else could take that list and do well with it. Like, I wouldn't have thought so.
You could if you were playing somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
They didn't know what they're doing. But like,
but this doesn't sound like the case.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I just, and it's impressive that Janus, like, challenges himself with, in terms of like, okay, I'm going to do something a bit different. And it's like, because nobody else could get 5 wins out of that, I don't think.
Without a single silver helm.
Yeah.
People say that high elves are overpowered.
Just to prove something, so the game we're about to go on YouTube and record, I brought this list. You're going to play against that list.
Okay, good for you, sir.
Yeah, like, and I'm going to pilot Janice's LGT winning list and probably lose with it.
Is it not painted then? Is that what you?
It's painted. It's painted. Okay. Yeah.
Good for you, sir.
But it's.
Well, you didn't need any of my silver helms, did you?
No. So that's what I'm going.
I might have had a dragon if you needed also eagles. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Yep. So you're playing that exact list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
do you want to know what I'm playing?
No, we'll do that for the. We'll do
Where's
that.
That?
The, well, yeah. Is it your normal Lizardman army?
Yeah, tournament Lizardman army. Good. Yeah, so
this will be interesting to try. Yeah. And that was the tale of the LGT. Afterwards.
Well, what did you learn? You just learned that Janice can win with a fucking wooden spoon and a ball of cotton wool.
What was interesting going forward to the future is that, because I gathered all the players together, and I was more interested in the international's opinion. Because I said to them, like, right, the LGT, being a part of this big event, we don't have to do that in the future. We don't have to be here. We could do something more like, basically, would the internationals be willing to go to Riddle Village Hall?
So we should talk about this offline first.
But okay. And to which, unanimously, they agree, they would be willing to do that.
Because have you heard of a thing called BritCon, sir?
I have heard of it. Yeah.
You have heard of it. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's the one where the big epic event is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. a three-day event.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's in August.
Yeah.
And it's at the University of Nottingham,
yep.
Trent, mm-hmm. with accommodation provided in the student blocks.
Oh, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. So I've approached them about doing an event.
Oh, fantastic, yeah, okay.
But that's in second week of August.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of adjust your family holiday plans. But when you were thinking of doing yours, because yours was detached
so basically, what was it? It's taken a poll of the players. Was like, would they? Is it necessary to be at the LGT? And the answer was no.
Is it beneficial?
But that's the thing. Would the internationals travel to go to a much more local thing, but a local thing where we're all together?
Yeah.
You know, like, and we're all eating together, and we take a pub together,
yeah.
or take a restaurant together. To which the answer was the yes. And of course, it would be cheaper because, you know, it's certainly not going to cost a 40 or a £50 each a ticket, you know, for, you know, to attend.
So you can get the whole hall, can you?
Yes. So Riddle, where our gaming club is currently doing our events, the large hall would easily fit 12 tables.
Okay.
And that would, yeah, and that would be much, much less. It would be much less money. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do in the future.
Good for you.
Because ultimately, you've got to service the players, and that's what the players are asking for.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what I'd call it, because I can't call it the LGT.
Call it what you want. No, it's not LGT, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. So I can't. You know,
it's not the London GT.
Yeah, exactly. I can't call it that, but.
Trying to steal my UK GT.
I don't know. Or just call it Essex GT or something. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So would it be the same weekend?
Around that time. It doesn't have to be the same date, of course, but it can be just basically. As I said, if you're in a community, and if nobody does anything in the community, everybody's looking at somebody else to run. And this is my thing. Using the tournament rules I've written, which I really like. I haven't seen better tournament rules, like in terms of a tournament pack, and it used two different like changes that I wanted to see as votes that didn't happen, like for whatever reason. And again, they didn't cause a drama. Like Janice won with high elves despite that penalty.
Yep.
But
he is Janice.
I know it proves nothing, but he did.
But it proves nothing.
So it's like going forward, it's like, okay. And it was great because I couldn't join them in St. Albans for a dinner because I was busy working.
Why was it St. Albans?
There is Chingford that's close to the LGT.
Right.
But like it was closer, but it was St. Albans.
That's where the hotels were.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it was a shame because I should have been at the social, but I couldn't be this year. But so going forward next time, so I'm imagining like, okay, we do it at, let's say, Riddle Hall,
mm-hmm.
right, we're all together. We literally, there's a pub you can see from it.
We can probably
take the whole place, you know, like, or certainly drink in there and like at a restaurant, there's plenty, you know, it would all be very local and like us all together. Because ultimately, do they need to be alongside 840k players? Probably not. You know,
it's quite a loud, noisy environment.
And it's like, and we can replicate the same thing in a very no fuss, like, you know, local venue, which has been nothing but accommodating.
Okay, cool. Right.
Because certainly the tables and the scenery is like we don't need any, you know, and we're providing it. So we can provide that anywhere.
Okay, so
and the players brought the scenery.
Excellent. So is that the last Warmaster event of the year? I forget, is there anything else left in the diary?
There might be other things. I'm not sure. But
we
will record before then. Yeah.
No, I'm saying because I know that next year there's Jason Jim's event. And then there's the Worcester one that's in the diary as well.
We should do an episode where we like, right, this is what we know of the dates for like,
okay,
future events.
Yeah, and I think I'm in negotiation with BritCon for weekend in August. Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I'm happy to, obviously, I would like to run one event, you know, for the half of everybody else, but I wouldn't want to run more than one because then, like, hang on, like, I want to play.
A big thing.
It's like, I'm happy to run, do a event that's open, like, to everybody, but it's like, I want to play the game, and, like, my hobby isn't just to run it for other people.
Yeah. It's like an alternative to Butlins, I guess, this Nottingham trend, because you get your own accommodation thrown in with the ticket if you want it. It's pretty cheap, so I'll let you know.
Go on.
And then you're still running around this time of year, next year?
I guess so, yeah.
Only problem is if it is the same weekend, there might be some people going to that event, because you might try and run it again, even without you.
I wouldn't have thought so.
But who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, quite a few bunker people went to that event, from what I know.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind, like, I personally wouldn't mind going to the LGT as a player, like, to play at Sunrise of Fire or something.
Yeah.
Like, because at this one, I ran three events simultaneously.
What was the third one?
Middle-Earth Strategy Battle Game. You know,
is that big?
No, it was tiny. But I still ran that, Warmaster, and a 60-man...
60-song?
60-song, I
said. Wow.
Event. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a lot, 60.
Yeah. It was less than it was the year before, but still, I mean, it was the biggest event I've ever run.
60's a lot.
Yeah. So overall, I was managing about 90 players.
Okay. I mean, how many rounds did you run 60 over?
7 rounds. Yeah. They didn't need a 7th round, but it was advertised as a 7th round event.
Over 2 days?
Over 2 days, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so spicy.
Yeah. It was. But anyway, that's the story for off camera, like, that's not about the topic. But yeah, that was the LGT.
Okay, good.
And now we're going to do a battle report.
We are. So it's Lizardmen, Stock Army.
Boring Barry tournament list versus tournament lizard. LGT winning High Elf list that I did not design.
But it reminds me of putting a Ferrari in the hands of a 17-year-old teenager who's just going to floor it.
See what I can do with it.
Go spam me in a lamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I would struggle to win with that list, but I'm not Janus.
Yeah, so. I'm not Janus either.
I like brute force.
But I thought, I was going to bring a dwarf list that used like rangers for infiltration, like to try that out. But then I thought, hang on, I'll just do the LGC like list.
Because, I mean, he has got a lot of manoeuvrability. So the dragons on the flank are going to be a real thing. I don't think you're going to be able to protect all the flanks from these
fuckers. We have to set up the table and do the scenario.
Okay. Right, we'll try that. All right, so that was episode 183 with Paul and Barry, and we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
Yep.
Would you like to know more?